Hi everyone, today we'll be reading from John chapter 15, verses 18 through 27. If the world hates you, know that it has hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love you as its own. But because you are not of the world, I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the word that I said to you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will also keep yours. But all these things they will do to you on account of my name, because they do not know him who sent me. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would have been guilty of sin, but now they have no excuse for their sin. Whoever hates me hates my Father also. If I had not done among them the works that no one else did, they would not be guilty of sin, but now they have seen and hated both me and my Father. But the word that is written in their law must be fulfilled. They hated me without a cause. But when the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness about me. And you also will bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. So this passage, Jesus' point in this passage, is pretty clear. He is saying to his disciples at that time, and he's also saying to us, that the world will hate you. Persecution, ridicule, these kind of things are a reality, inevitable even. And Jesus' explanation is pretty sound and simple here. He is basically saying, hey, if they're going to persecute me, if they're going to hate me, if they do that, then they're going to do that to you too. And he says in verse 20, like a servant is not greater than his master, right? It's like, if they persecuted me, they will also persecute you, is what he says. Now, why is this though? Like, why is this a reality? Why is this persecution? Why is this hatred from the world a reality? Verse 21, Jesus points out something. He says, because they do not know him who sent me. And the they here is the world. The world does not know God the Father. Now, in the immediate context here, the context that Jesus is speaking in at this point in John, Jesus talks about how he, you know, did works among them, among the people of the world, the people that, you know, his audience, the people that he was ministering to at this time. And by this, like, works, he means his ministry, the teaching, the miracles. These were all evidences of God's work through him, God's work in him, his godhood even, but they rejected him and they didn't believe in who Jesus was. And so that led the world, led the people there to reject him, to ridicule him, to persecute him, to hate him. And what Jesus is telling him telling his disciples that this is not going to be limited to just right now, to this context. As Jesus is about to be persecuted, he was being hated already, and he would be like killed and put onto the cross. He's saying this is the reality of the world. Right, and the world, as in, like, in a sense, as an entity, the world does not recognize or accept Jesus, his works or his words, not then, and now, not now either, in our time. Now, what does this mean for us then? Right? There's just two points I want to point out here that I think are very important. Is that one is, just as Jesus is saying, we should expect opposition or hatred from the world because we follow Jesus. This is just a reality. That's just what Jesus is saying. Like, that's how it's going to be, right? Because you are in the world. Now, he'll use this kind of language more later, but because you're in the world, but you're living for me, the world will hate you, right? Because they hated Jesus, because it's in opposition, in a sense, because there is its opposition to what God wants to do from the world, because they don't recognize God himself. Now, one of the things that we might feel, though, from that is, are we experiencing that right now? And that's an important question for us to ask ourselves. Are we experiencing hatred or opposition from the world? Now, we have to be honest with ourselves here, because if we're not experiencing any of that ever, then maybe we have to wonder, are we living as Jesus would have us live? Are we living the life that Jesus wants for us? Are we living in accordance to the way the world lives? Because the world is in opposition to how Jesus, like, lived, to his work and to his ministry. This is a tough question, right? And it's important we ask ourselves, and I am evaluating this for myself even as well, right? But regardless, that first point I want to point out, we should expect it. We shouldn't be surprised when we're hated for our faith or there's opposition to following Jesus. Second thing I want to point out, though, is that even though the world is in opposition, the world is not the enemy. Now, to be clearer here, the people in the world, they are not our enemies. There's a verse that's brought up often, but it's important to bring up, is from Ephesians 6, where it says, our battle is not against flesh and blood. It's not against people, is what Paul says in Ephesians 6, but he says it's against the spiritual forces of evil. In a sense, what Paul is saying is our battle, our enemy is the devil, is Satan. Right? Like that, it's in a spiritual realm. That's our enemy. And so we bring it back here, even though the world opposes us, even the world hates us, people of this world hate us, we don't treat them like they're the enemy. We don't oppose them back with power of physical or political or kind of power. But instead, what Jesus says, what he's implying at least in verse 27, is that we bear witness then about Jesus. We share about Jesus to the world, to the people of this world who are in opposition to Jesus. Now that's really hard, right? That's really hard because again, this is in the context of opposition, of persecution even. Was it going to be a reality for Jesus' disciples? There, right? Some of them would die. They would be martyred for following Jesus. But Jesus says, you know what? Like the Holy Spirit is going to be with you. The Helper, the Spirit of Truth will be with us and he'll work in us and he will bear witness about Jesus and so will we. And what I think is implied there is that the Holy Spirit will bear witness about Jesus through us. And we do that too, the world, to the people of this world. We tell them, we show them, we bear witness to the goodness of Jesus. And we pray that salvation comes. And so with that, let's pray. And let's, as we close in prayer, let's ask the tough questions of ourselves. Are we living for Jesus? Are we connected to the vine, as we talked about a couple days ago, the beginning of this chapter? Because if we are connected to the vine, the opposition from this world is a reality. And if we're not experiencing that, then it's possible that maybe we're not really connected as much as we should be. And with that, though, let's also pray that as we are in the world, not striving to be of the world, but as we're in the world, let's pray that we can bear witness to the world that lives in opposition to Jesus. Let's pray for salvation to come as we bear witness about our Lord, our Savior, the lover of our souls, Jesus. So let's pray. Jesus, we thank you for this word. And it's hard, a little scary in some ways to think about opposition and persecution, all these kind of things. But we pray that we will live for you, Lord. Pray that as we're connected to you, that we will expect it, that we will recognize it, we will not fear it, because we know that the Holy Spirit is with us. And Lord, I pray that in the midst of all this, that we will stay connected to you, that we will receive from you the life and the joy that you have for us, God, and that we will not fear the opposition of this world. And we pray that as we are in this world, that we won't be of the world. We pray that we can bear witness to the world about you, Jesus. Help us, Lord. We're not good at a lot of this, but you're okay with that. And that's why you sent your Spirit to us, God. So may we live by your Spirit, by your power. We thank you, Jesus. We love you. In your name we pray.